Proclamation number 213, dated the December 3rd, 1937. Spiritual protection. Warning. Oh my dear child, in the world the Lord has arranged that his servants are surrounded by spiritual protection. Without it you would have to perish, for you are constantly pursued by evil powers intent on pushing you off the path you are taking. It is a constant battle for your soul. Nevertheless, the Father leads you out of all danger. Lay your heart down at his feet and he will protect now and forever. And when you experience the salvation of God, when you are blessed to hear the word of God, all demons shall disappear, for the blessing of the Lord is upon his own and those who want to harm them will perish. So listen to what we want to tell you. It is not the Father's will that you should waste your strength. It is worthless for you to seek a connection which can give you far less than you are offered through your daily receptions. None of you can hear the host of angels rejoicing about a willing child. However, if you let the grace pass you by, you will have deprived yourselves and will not be accepted so easily again. For the Lord's will has chosen all of you, but you disregard his words. However, much would be taken away from you, my child, were you to start all over again with that which showed you the right path in the beginning. Time and again the Lord admonishes all of you to remain faithful. Time and again he lovingly draws you to himself. Therefore, hand your hearts over to him and remain gladly and loyally devoted to him. But your dear friends shall be advised that only constant striving towards higher spheres will bring them close to the path again which they left for fear that it might harm them. We make a sacrifice if it is for your highest good. In hours of laborious communication we will gladly inform you of our endeavors and seek to introduce you to the kingdom of God. However, you must be willing and comply with our advice and admonitions. We cannot instruct anyone with a reluctant heart who fails to make innermost heartfelt contact with us and wants to accept our teachings. Yet we will give increasingly more and in greater depth to the child of God which trusts us, whose prayer is granted by the Father and which ever more willingly opens its heart and ears to our teachings. If the Father bestows such grace upon you, then you should gratefully accept it. But don't ever allow yourselves to be set back when you struggled step by step on the path. Continue your path with God and look upwards, not backwards. Amen.